Do we have to be a genius all at once? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Do we have to be a genius all at once? So it might seem that we have to be a genius all at once because that's the way it happens. That's the way it takes place in life. We oftentimes think that we get such visual images in our mind. We get such visual images in our thought. When Michelangelo was playing his game of being an artist, he was not only playing his game of being an artist, he was playing his game of being a sculptor. He was playing his game of being a writer. He was playing his game of being a theologian. He was playing his game in many, many areas. And we look at him and we say, wow, what greatness he was expressing. Well, first, he spent many years training himself to be not an artist, but how to release the artistic talent he had within him. He was an artist. He was artistically talented in many ways, but they were bottled up, as they are bottled up in all of us. And they were bottled up in Michelangelo, and he had to learn how to release it. Many geniuses must learn how to release the genius that is within them. And that goes for all of us. We look at Steve Jobs and we see the beautiful iPad, iPod, iMac, activities that he does with his computers. And we say, wow, they're beautiful. They're lovely. They're sensitive. They're caring. I want to touch them. I want to enjoy them. I want to own them. And I have no need for them, but I want them. I want them. And you see, it's not because the world needed those things. It's because Jobs needed to have that goodness, that purity come out of his being. Now, he was not trained to do this. So as he worked in bringing those things out, he was kind of a roughshod character over everyone around him and over the ideas that were being expressed. And he was not a trained genius as Michelangelo was. Michelangelo studied and studied and studied to prepare himself. Well, you say, well, Steve Jobs might never have done the magnificent things that he did if he had not come through the rough and tumble act and the way that he felt toward other people and the way he handled it. Well, perhaps. Perhaps that's true. Although, did Michelangelo become a great artist because he was given the opportunity to be trained? Or did he become a great artist because he had it within him? Now, if he were not trained in a beautiful way, he would have become a lesser-known artist. Lesser-known because the genius that came through his art was so spectacular that everyone could appreciate it. Any person living, any being on the face of the earth can look at the work of Michelangelo and say, it is glorious, it is beautiful, it is good. It not only is lifelike, it's not only photographic, but it reaches deeper than a photograph can reach, and it reaches in and finds the soul of the object that was painted. It reaches in and finds the essence, the purpose for which it came forth. To a degree, this is what Steve Jobs was doing. He was looking for the essence within, to bring it forth and to put it in a beautiful package like Michelangelo did with his painting. And to a degree, Steve Jobs did this. And Steve Jobs will be known for this for long. But there will be others who will come along who will even excel on what Steve Jobs has done. They will bring out objects. They will bring out devices. They will bring out things that of themselves and in themselves they are so beautiful and so wonderful. They don't have to be wanted, needed to be enjoyed. Once they are there, people recognize and feel how good they are. They feel how wonderful they are. They feel that that is good. Do we have to be a genius all at once? Well, Michelangelo wasn't a genius all at once. He let it happen through his beingness. Other beings, we look at other great artists, and many are great because they have worked with their program. They have worked with who they are. They have let it happen. They didn't let it come all at once. They let it happen step by step. You and I are as much a genius as Michelangelo. We're as much a genius as Steve Jobs. We're as much a genius as any genius who has ever walked the face of the earth. And we will be a little known genius because we do not have some driving force, some compelling aspect in us that wants to be revealed. We do not have some attitude of mind, some attitude of our being that says, hey, I've got to come out. I've got to be born. We listen to the music of Mozart and we know that he listened to his soul. He listened to his inner being. And his contact with his inner being was so one, so complete. That note perfect, he wrote the music. Note perfect, he brought the music from his heart to the pen, to the paper. We too can do this. We too have the genius within us. We too have the magic within us for something wonderful. Will we ever find that? Will the billions of people on the face of the earth who each are genius, will they each find that genius? Well, perhaps the genius is just liking yourself. Perhaps the genius needs a key activity about it. And perhaps that key activity is to like yourself and have fun doing what you're doing. Because you can be sure Michelangelo had fun doing what he was doing. Mozart had fun doing what he was doing. It was not a chore to him to write his music. It was not something that made his life terrible. The movies try to make it sound as though he was driven and that Michelangelo was driven and all the others. Yes, they're driven, but they're driven by an inner desire to reveal the magic that they are. They have that inner desire to reveal the genius that they are. They were not a genius all at once. They were a genius in everything they did. Everything they did was done while listening to their inner being reveal itself to them. Each one of us, 7 billion people on the face of the earth today, each one of us, 7 billion people on the face of the earth today, can also be driven by that inner self that says, let me free, let me out, let me go. But if we do not allow ourselves to say, I am a good artist, I am a good writer, I am a good composer, I am a loving person, I am being myself and having fun, being yourself and having fun takes the greatest genius of all. Because what constitutes having fun for you? Is having fun for you doing something that is negative? Is having fun for you doing something that's positive? Is having fun for you doing something that makes you feel good inside of yourself and inside of all the world that you have created about you? Think about that. Being yourself and having fun. One of the greatest areas of genius that any of us will live. Do the 7 billion people on the face of the earth, do they really have fun and are they really being themselves? Are they being the kind of person that makes their life rewarding, fulfilling, that makes their life be something that is just absolutely magnificent? And the answer, of course, is yes. Yes. Every person on the face of the earth has the opportunity to say, I am peace. I like me. I live in a good world. All the people on earth need to do to benefit from this attitude and this thinking is to know that they are the creator of their world, that they are divine, that they are wonderful, that they are magnificent, that they are good. And then they like themselves and they have fun in everything they do. And there's no compelling rush to follow what others are doing, because each one follows their dream within themselves according to their own understanding, their own desire for themselves. Do we have to be a genius all at once? Well, we are the genius all at once. We want to be aware of it. But we don't have to create all Michelangelo's wonderful creation through his lifetime all at once. Each was revealed according to a given experience that took place in his life, something that illumined him, something that drew him forth to express that particular piece of art that he did, the particular music that Mozart brought forth, the particular poetry that an artist brings forth, the particular desire of magic that is within each one of us. And as we step by step do it lovingly, joyfully, looking for the good everywhere, we will find that being a genius all at once is the most natural thing in the world. And as we are the genius all at once, being the most natural thing in the world, great things happen to us. Great, wonderful things happen to us. And we feel that life is good and very good. And we are, right now, that genius. That genius that we always were. And what great fun that is for everyone now. Have fun being the genius you are. I'm having fun being the genius I am. I love you. You're fantastic.